All right, this is a great part of the show, one of Tom's favorite segments of the show. No, not because it's near the end. It's where we look at other people and their behavior. 36-year-old guy in Florida was driving drunk on Monday, and apparently he was enjoying some Taco Bell when he stopped at a light and fell asleep with a half-eaten Taco Bell burrito in his hand. Cops couldn't wake him up by banging on the door. They finally broke the window, which still didn't wake him up. They finally got him to move, wake up, and he was charged with DUI.
Did he put the car in park, or did he fall asleep with his foot on the brake?
I hope he put it in park, at least.
You would have thought the guy was having some kind of medical
emergency. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, what else are you supposed to think when you're unresponsive with your burrito in your hand?
Fake meat product dripping down your shirt.
A 66-year-old man was driving drunk on Sunday night in Michigan and apparently needed to use the bathroom. So he pulled over at the first place that he saw, and that had a public bathroom. It happened to be the police station.
Ah.
Cops there gave him a sobriety test, which he failed, and they arrested him. Listen, are you just drunk or are you also drunk and stupid? When you're hammered and decide, I'm going to go to the police station and go to the bathroom.
I'll just sneak in and sneak out. Nobody'll know I'm there.
Here's the dumbest April Fool's prank yet, I believe. A 54-year-old woman in South Carolina who works at a college texted her daughter yesterday saying there was a school shooting. Her daughter called 911 and cops rushed to the college where they found there was no shooting. The woman was arrested and is facing several charges. She thought it would just be funny to text her daughter and go, hey, guess what?
April Fool!
April Fool, there's somebody there shooting. Isn't that hilarious? No. No, it's not Oh, I'm being arrested? Oh, that sucks.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
A quick look at the news.
All right, from the world of showbiz and sports, Billy Dee Williams, as we reported yesterday, has had to quit Dancing with the Stars, apparently because of a back injury. Well, that's what he's telling people. The truth is, he got kicked off the show for testing positive for Colt 45.
Do they even make that anymore?
Yes.
They do?
Sure. And the Schlitz Malt Lickety Bowl, too. Top Gun 2, apparently, is going to feature Tom Cruise battling drones. It will also feature Anthony Edwards battling obscurity and Val Kilmer battling donuts.
They're actually going to make Top Gun 2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you'd listened to the show yesterday, you would know that already. Insiders are saying Lindsay Lohan has already burned through the $2 million she received for her reality show and is now completely broke. Though in her defense, people, cocaine ain't free. The NFL has approved a new app that allows fans to have the team's cheerleaders visit you in your seat. So now when you come home all covered in stripper glitter, you can just tell your wife you were at the game.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Game on.
The KKK apparently is having some recruitment issues, so they've done a recruitment drive. They're so desperate for members.
How desperate are they?
They're even letting President Barack Obama half join.
Oh, stop. Ooh. Just stop.
Hmm?
This is your best stuff, really?
That one was pretty good. A 550-foot Ferris wheel opened in Las Vegas. From its peak, passengers can see other giant structures like the Stratosphere, Caesar's Palace, Louis Anderson. A group wants to split California into several states. Northern California will become Toklahoma. Hollywood will become Siliconecticut. And the rest of Southern California will be Newer Mexico. I like Siliconecticut. A man was arrested for parading in front of the Eiffel Tower with a chicken tethered to his nether regions.
Why?
Live animals not getting anywhere near those parts on me.
Especially a chicken. Yet, he's still the least annoying person in France. And you thought I was going to make a different kind of joke, didn't you? Covered California website listed the number to a sex chat line instead of an insurance navigator. And now countless Californians have no insurance and don't care. That, of course, has been a quick look at the news. Thank you very much for allowing us to provide it to you. Please use all the information that we've provided to you for good, not for evil.
It's a crazy world. I was waiting to pick up a friend the other day, sitting in my car, messing with the radio. I got the Hazards on, you know, messing with the radio. She liked that. Messing with the radio, got the Hazards on, door opens up, she gets in. At least I think it's her. I turn, and there's just some dude sitting in my passenger seat. And I go, yeah, bro? And he goes, oh, my bad. Gives me a fist bump, gets out of the car. I drive a teal green Honda Accord. He went to the corner and got into a red Ford Explorer. Crazy. It's one of those situations I could have back, because I would have done it completely different. Messing with the radio, guy gets in, door opens up. Huh? Oh, my bad. Gives a fist bump. I would have gone, you know what? It is your bad. Grabbed him by the wrist, yanked him in. I'm like, you're coming with me right now. Two tickets, Gloria Estefan, Miami Sound Machine, revival tour, bro. Rhythm's going to get you. What are you going to do about it?
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.